good singing, amen. Definitely want to be in earnest prayer. Church is a little sick these days. Our pastor said a month or so ago, he didn't think it was over, just beginning. So it looks like he was true again. You know, I had a barn burner I've been working on for about a month. And as I was coming to church, I'd already put my Bible in the back seat. And I asked the wife, I need my Bible. I think God give me this one real quick. Turn to Psalms chapter 136. You know, sometimes you need something for yourself. And I was meditating. But I think the church needs this too. Amen? So I'm going to preach just a little while tonight on His mercy endureth forever. Psalms 136, it says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Now I want y'all to meditate on this as I just read. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. Are you already getting a picture, Appleby Baptist? You need something from God? You need a little mercy tonight? Things are just not going our way. However, we are blessed beyond measure. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. If this don't want to make you shout, if this don't want to make you praise God, something's wrong with you tonight. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for His mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. Are you getting this, boys? Are you listening? The mercies of God. You want to grow up strong in the Lord, you better realize that the mercies of God is on your side. Your side. To Him which led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endureth forever. You know, when they were in their wilderness, what, 40 years? I'm sure they didn't think it was a blessing, but God said, for His mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for His mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for His mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for His mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for a heritage, for His mercy endureth forever. Even a heritage unto Israel, His servant, for His mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever. May I remind you tonight, Alpenby Baptist, that we're on the hilltop sometimes and the valleys others. We may be of a low estate right now as a church wide, amen, but His mercy endureth forever. Keep the faith. Keep your chin up. The world out there is the ones who can get tossed to and fro. But we that are Christians, we that are alive tonight and well, know that His mercy endureth forever. The battles that we face day in and day out, we'll give Him the glory, for His mercy endureth forever. We are blessed beyond measure tonight. We forget most things that we're blessed because you know what? We're a foolish people sometimes. We take so many things for granted. If we don't realize the blessings of God, and He's standing there all the time and saying, my mercy endureth forever. You know, sometimes it takes how many verses? 26 verses. The world would call it redundant. I call it good, amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Though the battle is hard, though the battle is hard on us tonight, we're in a low estate, His mercy endureth forever. He'll see us through. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Where are we giving our thanksgiving tonight, Appleby Baptist? Are we just fair weather Christians? When the times are all good, we're on the mountaintops, it's easy to shout and raise your hand and praise God, amen. But it's down in the valley, in the lowest state, amen, that when we can really serve God and give Him all the glory and all the blessings and the praise that He deserves. It's times like these that we'll remember one of these days. And the world calls it good things or bad things, but God, they're all the same. Because His mercy endureth forever. Tonight. As we leave here tonight, we are to be giving God the thanksgiving and the praise that He deserves. Because you know why? His mercy endureth forever. We need to be praying for each and every one of us. Now, as I close tonight, each and every one of you, Tuesday, this is not a church commandment. This is if you can, if God wills it in your life. We're not going to make a show out of this, but Tuesday at 7 o'clock until Wednesday after church, I'll drink nothing but fresh water. I'm going to fast. If you want to join, you come on and Wednesday night we'll shout it out. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the Sunday school lesson today, Jesus told his disciples what? His disciples were bothered. Why couldn't they cast out that demon? And Jesus, the Master, said, on these things it'd take prayer and what? Fasting. And again, this is not a test. This is not a good or bad. You may not be physically able to do this. But if you can, let's get it on. Let's all stand. Brother Terry, why don't you dismiss us?